You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
MPs are launching an inquiry into the use of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and finding out its risks and benefits. The inquiry by the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee will try to identify how cryptocurrency is created and traded, establish its risks and environmental impacts, and find out how to regulate them. Labour MP Dr. Duncan Webb is the Select Committee's chair, and he joins me on the line now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and thanks for joining us on the program. But first, how much do you know about cryptocurrency before the Select Committee launches this inquiry?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons we're launching an inquiry, is because around the table, I think we probably know about the same as your average person in the street. We know that there's cryptocurrency, we know of Bitcoin, we know that there's many other cryptocurrencies. We've probably heard the term blockchain. We understand that it's a distributed kind of framework where it's using computers around the world to verify it. We also know that it's a highly volatile market. And of course, we've probably all heard that Bitcoin and other currencies are used for some nefarious purposes. But other than that, I think there's a lot more to learn, especially around the opportunities that cryptocurrencies generally might offer for the economy in New Zealand.
So how will the inquiry be conducted? Do you call in a bunch of experts, or do you rely on public submissions?
Well, that's essentially our first job. As a select committee, we kind of, in this kind of situation, we're able to make our own rules. I'm hopeful that there'll be space for the general public to have their say, and to, you know, because there's a lot of people out there with a lot of knowledge and a lot of opinion as well, and it'll be our job kind of to sift the wheat from the chaff in that respect. But also, we'll be really careful to make sure we get some really expert advice to make sure that, you know, we're not led down the garden path, because there's a lot out there that there's a lot of fear and there's also a lot of exuberance almost, and I think we've got to find a middle path there.
But the concept of cryptocurrency and the terms like you mentioned at the start, like blockchain, has been around for a couple of years already. Is it too late for Parliament to catch up on this?
Oh, look, well, blockchain, you know, Bitcoin was invented, you know, around 12 years ago, I think. So it's been around for a while then. And there's, you know, it's turned into essentially $100 billion assets. Are we too late? Absolutely not. Because I think, you know, we're only just exploring the genuine opportunities of blockchain and cryptocurrency. I mean, the Australians ran a trial where they used it to pay for some social services. And they were, by using the kind of intelligence around cryptocurrencies, they were able to make sure the right person spent the money on the right things with the right suppliers. You know, and that's the kind of thing you can't do with cash as we know it. But nevertheless, it's something we might want to explore.
So this is more like a fact-finding mission?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And look, as it says, and you kind of ran through some of the terms of reference, as it says, it's looking at the risks, because there is, I mean, one of the risks is to the monetary system if cryptocurrencies were to displace the New Zealand dollar as the kind of currency of choice in New Zealand. There'd be real problems around price, you know, inflation and employment and all kinds of things. So there's a potential risk. We don't know how big it is. We want to find out. But also, as I said, fact-finding mission around what the opportunities are. And, you know, the Reserve Bank has already said that it needs to be aware of digital currencies, and it needs to consider whether it should itself be issuing digital currencies. Now, they might not be kind of anonymous crypto in the way we think of Bitcoin, but it's still something we need to look at.
So, but based on that, what you said, is it dangerous to not have any oversight on cryptocurrency in New Zealand?
Well, there's a real possibility that if we don't think about where regulation should be and where it's needed, but also kind of the other thing the law does is it enables, and at the moment there's no enabling legislation either. There's nothing that says that crypto needs, you know, can be properly recognised, that it can be traded on a recognised exchange and things like that. So, yes, regulation in terms of making sure people don't, it doesn't run amok, and also to make sure that if there are benefits that we can capture those as well.
So what will the select committee do with the inquiry's findings?
Well, look, what we'll probably do is, it's premature to say what we're going to end up with, but at the very least, we'll table a report in Parliament. And if we think there's areas that the government, because this is a parliamentary committee from all MPs from every party, and if we think that the government should be doing something, we'll make recommendations in that report. And, you know, we would hope that the responsible ministers would pick that up and essentially put it on their programme of work for the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.